Go to the book of Colossians, there in your New Testament, Colossians, the book of Colossians. You'd find Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and then Colossians, right between Philippians and Thessalonians is where you'll find this book, written by the Apostle Paul to the church of Colossae. And I want to just bring out a thought here from this, one of the passages of chapter 1. We will have our Bible study tonight. Let me turn my mic on here. We'll have our Bible study here initially tonight, and then we will transition into our business meeting. And so those that are here with us live stream, when we say the amen of the Bible study, we will go off of live stream. Good to see everybody tonight. Again, I want to thank you for being faithful. Been praying for you. Trust the Lord is working in your hearts. Colossians chapter 1, I'm going to begin reading in verse number 9. Now, this is a prayer that Paul is declaring that he has prayed for these believers. And they're quite descriptive. And we're not going to be able to dive into all the aspects of this prayer that he made continuously for these believers. But we are going to look at a couple aspects that I hope will be an encouragement to you tonight. And I want to begin reading in verse number 9. Again, here the Bible says, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." And verse 11 is where we're going to be tonight. "Strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness." I tell you, that's a mouthful right there. But I want to tell you, if we get a hold of that, it's also a heartful. It is truth that will totally enable us and empower us to be strong during the storms and trials of life. And Paul knew that that's what they needed. Paul knew that's what he needed. He's writing from prison. And tonight, I have no doubt that you in some way are facing a trial. You're facing a hard time. Some difficult decisions perhaps being made. Difficult circumstances. Difficult people. We all are just going through some of those things in some way. And I want to bring out a couple thoughts here that I hope will encourage you to not give up. The first thing I want to look at is the two words here that we see that Paul is praying that they would be strengthened in. And notice in your Bibles, you maybe want to underline those or note them. If you make that habit, I would encourage you to do so. But it's the second part of verse 11, that word patience. And then we're going to look at the word long-suffering. Now, these two words are very similar to each other, but they're different. Because each of them have a little different angle upon them. They have a different perspective, if you will. And so, I want to look at the first one. First, we want to look at this word patience. I believe it's used approximately 30 times throughout the New Testament. But it carries the idea and means steadfastness, endurance, the idea of perseverance. But not just any perseverance. It carries the idea of perseverance with pain. Some of you, no doubt, may be experiencing some physical pain tonight. Whatever it might be, but we all deal with pain in some way. Sometimes it might be a mental pain, a physical pain, a spiritual pain. But the idea here is Paul is praying for them that that they would have this characteristic in their life. And it's not just some, because we can't just look over little words. We can't just pass them over, because Paul says unto all, A-double-L. That carries the idea of a complete and full patience, not partial, but all patience, perseverance. As some of you may not keep up with baseball or the World Series. With the Atlanta Braves playing, I think a lot of us do, and I enjoyed watching some of it last night. I tell you, I probably would stay up and watch all of it if I could. I am just not one of those. I'm not a night owl, and you can ask Joanna. It doesn't take me long. I'm the world's worst at watching movies at night. It's, you get into 10 minutes and she hears me snoring. I thought you wanted to watch a movie. I'm watching, you know. Not really. I just don't last up. Them start at 8 o'clock at night, and, you know, baseball's not the fastest game in the world. So nevertheless, it was a good game, and it was a good game because Atlanta won as well. But you know, one of the things that everybody's talking about, at least concerning that game, is the pitcher that actually broke his leg during the game. He fractured his right fibula. He was doing well. Charlie Morton was the pitcher of that time. And in the third inning, he had to come out. But it's a pretty painful injury, you would say, a fractured fibula. But one thing that stood out to everybody is that he went on to strike out two guys with a fractured fibula. That's pretty impressive. In fact, the coach, your Braves manager there, Brian Snitker, said about Morton that he got about getting three more outs on a broken leg. And he said, quote, "Charlie wanted to keep going. He said, it hurts more when I run, not when I throw." And he was willing to keep on pitching. And, you know, that's almost a little bit of a picture of patience, a steadfastness. He was willing to persevere with pain. And, you know, that's in the physical realm. But, you know, God wants us to have that type of spirit when it comes to pain in the spiritual journey. And we endure, whether it be attack of Satan or attack of our own flesh, wherever the realm is, wherever the battle is, God is wanting us. And Paul prayed for these people here, these dear believers. He said, "I'm praying that you'll have all patience." And then notice that second word. Similar, but definitely different. Notice that word there, long suffering. That's there again, verse 11. If you're just joining us, Colossians chapter 1, verse 11. So he said, unto all patience and long suffering. Now, this word long suffering is not as used as many times in the New Testament, but it carries the idea of forbearance, a persevering with pain. But, you know, it goes to the next level. So if you can imagine, patience is persevering with pain. Long suffering, if I can say it this way, I don't know if I'm totally accurate on this, but in my mind, this is what I envision or imagine. Long suffering is persevering with pain without retaliation, or without an ungodly reaction, such as anxiety, worry, anger, bitterness, fear. And so we go through that troublesome experience in our life without retaliating. That's the idea of long suffering. And that is something we all should long for, really. And it goes even deeper, friends, because when he prayed that they would have all patience and long suffering, notice what he says at the end of verse 11. He says, and make sure it's coupled with this, just in case you forgot or just in case you don't understand. But he said it should be coupled with what? Joyfulness. So there's the idea of steadfastness, enduring, persevering with pain, being forbearing, dealing with that pressure in your life and persevering in spite of it and doing it without retaliating. And it goes a step further of be joyful about it. Now, how in the world does that happen? Well, I believe we find the answer in the beginning of verse 11. Notice what it says. He prayed that they would be strengthened with all might according to His glorious power. So let's look at that for a minute. You could almost look at this, although I believe the translation is accurate here, but just looking at it in a little different perspective, I guess we could say this is saying being empowered with power, His eternal power, or His manifested power. Because notice in your text there, that word strengthened is where is the verb form of the noun dunamis, and then the word might is dunamis. So it's again empowered with all power, but it's not just any power. It is according to His glorious power. And that power right there is different than the might, even though they are very similar. The glorious power is talking about that is manifested. The power before saying strengthened with all might, that's the internal power that we have from the Holy Spirit. But my friends, we got to let the internal power show forth and manifest its power to the rest of the world and to our loved ones and to those around us in our church, wherever it might be. We want that love that is in us, because if the Holy Spirit is in us, love is there. It is there. He is love. But the point is that it needs to manifest itself. That's what makes it glorious. That word there is that doxa, where it is referred to in God's glory being manifested. And that's what we want, by the way. I don't want my glory to be manifested. I want God's glory to be manifested. And the only way that's going to happen is if when I'm yielding to Him and letting that power work through me. I like what Geisler said in his commentary in Colossians. He said, a lack of endurance often results in despondency or losing heart, whereas a lack of patience often leads to wrath or revenge. And remember the verse in Proverbs 16:32. There are several that that deal with having control over our own spirit. But you may want to note this verse just as a reminder. But Proverbs 16:32 says this: He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. Can we say that together, church? All right. It's Proverbs 16:32. It's he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. Let's say that first part together. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. And then the second part of that verse says, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. My friends, I believe that verse right there is talking about what Paul is praying for the Colossians, that they would be empowered, enabled with power that is in them, that internal dunamis power, by His glorious power that will be manifested in those times. The main text. Proverbs, yes, Proverbs 16:32. Yeah, sure. Proverbs 16:32. So again, how is this possible? It is possible when God's power is being manifested through us. That's a yielding to Him. I don't know what you're dealing with tonight, brethren, but I just want to encourage us to have this patience and this long suffering that God is seeking to produce in us with joyfulness. You know, it's like, it's not manufactured, it's not fleshly produced. It's just genuine. It's sincere. And it's like what Paul told the Philippians. He said, you know, when he said, rejoice always in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be made known unto all men that the Lord is at hand. That moderation is that Christ-like consideration that you know the Lord is with you. He's working. He's able. And we're going to trust Him. That's where we can go through these trials with this patience and with this long-suffering with joyfulness. I want you to look at one more verse before we close in prayer. Would you look over there in James, the book of James, with me just for a moment? Look with me. There's several we could look at, but you know, tonight, just want to look at this particular one. James chapter 5. Please underline this in your Bible if you have not. It says, behold, notice this phrase, we count them happy which endure. That's James chapter 5, verse 11. Behold, we count them happy which endure. He says, you have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord. Now, that phrase there, end of the Lord, could be a little confusing. It means that the end intended by the Lord, or the purpose of the Lord, that end which God will bring to pass, is the meaning of that. He says it's not meaning the Lord's going to end, but what he's saying is we see that and we believe that we're going to endure because we know God is working in this situation. And He is going to use it in some way. And I'm not happy because I have all the answers. I'm happy, content, because I'm going to endure trusting God. Because it says here, have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. You know what that's saying, brethren? Oh, the Lord is long-suffering. He's good. He's compassionate. He cares. And that is a great comfort to all of us tonight. So, my thought with you tonight, let's really let this power of God that is empowering us to have all power according to His glorious power that will be manifested. And I want to ask you tonight, is this power being manifested in your life and my life tonight with what we are facing today or yesterday or what we're going to face tomorrow? Amen. Let's pray.